This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
What a wonderful day. I'm your host, Frederick Penny of Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. Denise Dirks may or may not be here. We're not quite sure. Listen, what a wonderful day it is today, November 14th, 2020. If those of you who are listening to this on our podcast, it has turned out already to be a wonderful day, and it hasn't even started.
And everybody survived Friday the 13th. Apparently, because of the way 2020 has gone, it canceled out any of the bad luck normally associated with Friday the 13th.
Because we've already had it.
Exactly.
But we're going to have a lot of fun today. This is the most exciting, entertaining, sometimes informative show on earth. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. So unless you're at the dinner table, it's coming up. It's coming up. Unless you're at the dinner table during Thanksgiving, and that is in a few weeks,
That's right. You can
use us as the authority to shoot down any of those relatives that show up that are breaking the COVID rules. COVID rules. You're not supposed to be here in the first place. And in the second place, you just said the following, and you are incorrect. Because I'm going to quote Radio Law Talk, and that's when you can use Radio Law Talk as a divisive source.
As a way to counteract the infamous they, who, by the way, looking at a very old Far Side cartoon circa 1988, turns out the infamous they was just some guy named Bernie Horowitz who was given all the answers.
These they have now been officially identified.
Oh, that's who they are. Oh, man, I miss the Far Side. That was an awesome cartoon.
Well, you know, we want to thank a couple of people. We have a new affiliate, WTJS. Again, WTJS 93.1 FM. Ready for this, Todd? Ready for this, Todd?
Oh, do tell.
Jackson, Tennessee. Why is it that I'm saying, wait for this, Todd? Todd is a former prosecutor for the district attorney's office in Tennessee and also in California and has his own criminal practice. And Denise is a family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer. Cal thinks he's a lawyer. He's our producer. But Cal's actually smarter than most of us.
In my dreams.
And that's why, Todd, I was so excited to let you know that Jackson, Tennessee, 93.1 FM, WTJS, is now our friend. We don't just have, 50-some-odd friends. I'm not even quite sure how many friends we have. But, you know, Jackson, Tennessee, what's it like there? What is it? Tell me about it.
Well,
I don't know anything about Jackson, Tennessee.
So Jackson, Tennessee, I was in the eastern side. I was up in the 2nd Judicial District up in Bristol, right in the Bristol, Tennessee,
ooh,
Bristol, Virginia.
Race cars.
In fact, the town Bristol, the state line goes through it. Half of it's in Virginia, half of it's in Tennessee. And the Bristol Motor Speedway was in our jurisdiction. Two times a year, the entire county shuts down. Because that 150,000-seat stadium fills up for that race at that half-mile track.
Used to.
It used to fill up. And again, this was back in, I lived there from 06 to 07, no, 07 to 08. No, 06 to 07. It was back in the 0-somethings, aught 07.
Yeah.
That's when I lived there. Yeah. Now, Jackson is a little west of Nashville. So it's Nashville. For those that are there.
Is it a suburb kind of a thing? Because I guess everything around Nashville is these days, right?
No, I think it's probably 30, 40 miles, maybe longer.
So a satellite rather than a suburb. Yeah.
And so I never
beautiful
made it.
Beautiful area, though.
I never made it much west of Nashville when I lived
Well, you
there.
Never left your house, I understand.
Well, that's true. Let me tell you something. Tennessee was just beautiful country. Fall in Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the way they describe it. They'd say, well, you know, fall in Tennessee, God started painting the world and ran out of colors.
Because
he started in Tennessee. That's why it was just, you know.
I tell you, Ohio's pretty beautiful. I've been back to Ohio many times. Beautiful.
Michigan,
Georgia,
Ohio. Oh, yeah.
Michigan.
Oh, boy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Virginia.
Beautiful. Actually, believe it or not, the mountains of Utah I've been to, and the aspens up in Colorado and in Utah. Oh, beautiful. Just gorgeous up through those canyons. Oh, my gosh. And then California's got some nice-looking places. I know everywhere's got some. Well, maybe there's a few that doesn't have nice places, but I'm not going to get
some of you young folks been saying to me.
I was going to play It's a Wonderful World, but, you know.
Oh, well, you could. We're going to talk about a couple of things. You want to call in 855-LAW-RADIO. The most important thing we do in Jackson, Tennessee, you're going to learn, is a thing called Case or No Case, where our producer, Cal Hunter, gives us a scenario, and I lose. And then the other two attorneys try to figure out what... I know. Stop that. I saw that. We're also going to talk about the latest of TikTok. What happens... what happens to if a student gets kicked out for breaking COVID-19 rules out of college? Do they get a refund of their tuition? There's lawsuits going on about that.
Yeah.
Where there's a lawsuit against the Astros about the infamous, you know, World Series. What is that, 2017? I think it was 17.
That was 2018. I think.
2017 or 18. I don't know. I'll look it up. Also, we're going to talk about the ghost ship fire lawsuits. What is that? You're going to learn about it. We're going to talk about J-Lo. Hey, I just threw a shout out for our Lojo. By the way, I guess I'll throw a shout out. Lojo's our internet our company that handles our website. So, lawsuit against the San Francisco Giants Stadium. We'll talk about that. Believe it or not, Avenatti is also in the news again.
You know, we haven't talked about him in so long.
I know. It automatically pops up. I've got to say something.
I saw the name pop up, and it was like hearing from a long-lost relative.
Yeah.
What did he do now?
Yeah. You know, we're going to talk about Trump's lawyers resigning. And the three of us lawyers are going to talk about that. And, again, we're politically neutral. But there's some important things that we want to say as lawyers about that. And remember that there's certain things that no matter whether you're on the left, the right, or the middle, that just are very, very important to emphasize, and we're going to emphasize that. You know what? We're also going to talk a little bit about COVID lawsuits. There's issues there, and that's about it. That's going to cover most of our 3 hours that this thing drags on. I mean, this thing you enjoy, so... We're having a good time. So anyway, without further ado, we have 2 minutes. Wait. I don't want to, for 2 minutes, just start the case or no case count. We're going to start at the beginning of the next segment, but okay. I want to say one quick anecdotal thing. Get ready to press your anecdotal button.
Here we go.
Yeah. So look, I was this morning waking up to, I don't tell details about my family life, but I have grandkids, and my two grandkids stayed the night. They asked my wife and I to stay the night. And I looked at them, and this morning we were making breakfast, and I looked at my wife. I said, I remember the time, and I'm getting, nostalgic. My grandma and grandpa literally live in the country. We grew up on a small ranch, and they were just literally down the dirt road where I'd go down there and beg my parents, and I would stay the night with Grandma and Grandpa Davis, and they would get up, and Grandpa would make, pancakes. Grandma would make the rest, but Grandpa made the pancakes. And what a wonderful time that I remember going to my grandparents for breakfast and staying the night before. Isn't that a wonderful, positive thing for us to leave this segment with our listeners? That brings back wonderful memories, doesn't it?
That is our
anecdotal. Oh, yeah.
It's just a wonderful...
We used to go camping with my grandparents in their camper, and then we'd shoot slugs with BB guns.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Were they the banana slugs?
Must have been.
They were slugs.
You know, we're talking about this wistfully and all this. Mm-hmm. Out there somewhere, there's a family of slugs. You remember the summer of 72?
Dad.
Oh, the slug massacre when...
All right, tighten your belts. We'll be back, whether you like it or not.
We hope you'll stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. Fred introduced the topics to you, plus we have a case or no case and much more coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late-night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
So, I bet I look like a grown up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Let's hurry up and get to case or no case before I hear more dog stories between the two co-hosts.
Dog stories?
Yeah, I'm hearing dog cat
yeah,
stories.
No. I got a new dog.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
That's great.
Yay!
Okay. All right, now I'm going to take you to a baseball stadium. Here you were talking about a baseball lawsuit. Old Roger, the Dodger Radcliffe, was a good guy. Elderly,
He was a ball boy for the Oklahoma City Dodgers. He loved baseball, played it for a while, but he never made anything of himself on the field until he became a ball boy, where he gets to sit on the field down by the bullpen and protect players in the bullpen from the occasional wayward foul ball, mistossed warm-up, or things like that. Well, the baseball season starts, as you know, in the springtime in the Southern thunderstorm season. So Radcliffe was helping out on a Sunday afternoon game in Oklahoma City when air came the clouds. As the storm broke out, Mr. Radcliffe leaned over behind the field-covering tarp, slipped behind it, got stuck, and died. He was nearly 90 at the time. Then the water started falling. The field crew came up, tossed the cover off of the tarp, and covered up the Roger the Dodger. And so the rains persisted for 4 days. On the fifth day, the crew put the tarp back on the field, lifted the cover, and got a nasty surprise. There was Roger the Dodger, having been there for 4.5 days. The postmortem exam revealed that Roger took a few hours to pass once he tipped his chair over and fell behind the tarp. His grandson worked as an investigator for the district attorney over in Tulsa. He heard about this and immediately sought the advice of the boss attorney to see if the team's negligence and the, you know, the delay and just the whole thing caused his grandpa's death. And so, well, you get the idea. So I ask you, case or no case for Roger the Dodger? And I guess I've got to start with Mr. Kunin today. By the way, Denise, if I ever skunk all three of you, I'd like you to give me an occasional point.
Okay. I think that's a really good idea.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, course, skunking please. Fred, you get a minus because that's automatic.
I'm
the only problem with that is we could engage in collusion here if you got really close to winning it. And no matter what you do, we all have to pick an option that ensures he won.
All right.
That's a good idea.
You know, when you were giving that and you said it rained for 4 days. On the fifth day, I expected you to say, the groundskeeper let a dove go, and when it came back with an olive branch, they knew they could put the tarp over the field.
Well, in Oklahoma City, as you know, from the torrential rainstorms that get there, that would not be an impossibility.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
So I am going to say that I have no doubt that this is a true occurrence. I just don't think that you would make something like this up. You have made up some weird stuff, and I still have concerns for you when you stand before the pearly gates. They're going to play Radio Law Talk. You're going to have some splaining to do. But in this instance, I am going to say true story, but not a case.
Okay. Denise, what say you?
I'm going to ask you, what's the value of a 9-year-old's life?
90.
90.
90-year-old's life.
Yeah.
Well, he was earning minimum wage as the ball boy.
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't have any value to it, so I don't think it's a case either.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
All the 90-year-olds listening, wait a minute.
His wife was still getting Social Security.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Grandpa, 90-year-old grandpa, that's the best thing in the world, great-grandpa.
Exactly. That's
well, I guess that's heartless, but...
That was!
Spoken like a true lawyer. Okay.
I'm not going to tell you the story of a person that... I'm not going to tell you my good arguments of a person that's elderly that passes away due to an accident, and they're like, that's defense. A lot of times they argue, well, if they wouldn't have left, the last part of your life is the most important.
Well, that's
because
true.
You know what? That is the time. You're not working.
Probably reward standpoint.
The reward. Right. You've worked your whole life. You're killing yourself to make a living. You finally, it's the time you can go enjoy a little, even though you have aches and pains, enjoy the kids, the grandkids, the great-grandkids, and go off on a cruise. A non-COVID cruise, and that's an important time of your
that's
life.
That's a great point. Man, you were so nostalgic today, Fred.
Wait till I argue before a jury in the closing arguments. I'll probably have a tear in my eye at the same time.
That's good. That's a good thing.
He's arguing some product liability case. You know, billions are in the balance, and he starts out, I remember when I used to have breakfast at Grandma's
house.
Ovaltine.
Ovaltine.
I need a new plane. Did I didn't say that?
I need a new plane. Please find for my client.
Please help me.
I'll dedicate to your last
name. Oh, what lawyers say. Hey, we just say, why this is such a great show, we just say what's on every other lawyer's mind. They're politically correct. They don't want to say it, but we'll say it here on Radio Law Talk. Here's the thing. So he was 90. I want to get this clear. He's sitting, okay, usually the ball boy's closer to the pin, bullpen, right?
Right back to the bullpen. There's the tarp.
But how does he fall over and nobody knows he's gone?
Well, there's a tarp, and then there's a chair, and then there's the bullpen, and he leaned over and fell right behind that tarp.
I get that.
And they take the tarp cover, they toss it up,
they
don't notice him.
But all like, well, George, the ball just hit me in the head. Well, no ball boy there. I don't know what happened, but just let's keep on moving.
Well, somebody probably noticed he was gone. But there weren't games for 4 days. Come on.
He doesn't talk to anybody. He just rolls in and rolls out, and nobody even says hi to him. That is just bizarre. It's so bizarre, it's almost true. So I'm going to have to just say it's a true scenario, but not a case, like Todd said.
And maybe he stumped all of us, guys.
He might have, but here, listen, how do you fall over and die, and yet
nobody knows.
That's why it's not a case, because that would not have happened.
Cal, the facts of this one, who was it that was a district attorney went and talked? Was it his son? You said,
yeah, his grandson.
His grandson. Yeah. Even the grandson didn't notice that Grandpa was gone for 4 days.
Well, he was in Tulsa. He was away from Oklahoma City.
How much time do we have, Kevin?
We've got enough time that I can tell you. Those of you who say this is a scenario, let's see your hands there.
And not a case.
Okay, so here's the problem. I'm going to dock you half a point because you said it's a scenario.
I did it.
I made the whole thing up. Yes, it's weird. I admit that it's weird, but
that is deceptive. You were on the toilet when you thought of that one, weren't you?
No, I was not.
Wow, that was the most deceptive.
Not on the toilet.
I should have just said that. We just said no case, but a real
Fred,
scenario.
You've got 1 point.
One?
Yes.
And how many do you guys have?
He has 13 and I have 12.
Well, we go to 50 points, and the one that gets wins does not have to pay for the steak dinner.
I'll tell you, Cal, you know, I'm thinking...
That is pretty sick, isn't it?
I do criminal law, right?
Yeah.
Lawyers, we can't say we specialize, but I practice criminal law. But I'm thinking about dusting off the whole arguing at the judgment bar of God, because I think you may need a lawyer.
Well, hopefully, if I'm a believer, I will have one, but that's a separate story. And next hour, case or no case, I'm going to take you to the beaches of Denise's home state in Oregon, and the case of the exploding whale.
Remember, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk and many of your favorite radio stations, and always live at RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Republicans suffered setbacks to court challenges over the presidential election in three battleground states. A federal appeals court rejected an effort to block about 9,300 mail-in ballots that arrived after Election Day in Pennsylvania. The judges noted the vast disruption and unprecedented challenges facing the nation during the COVID-19 pandemic as they upheld the three-day extension. More than 15 legal challenges have been filed in the Keystone State by either Republican surrogates or the Trump campaign as they seek to reclaim Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes. In Michigan, a judge refused to stop the certification of Detroit area election results, rejecting claims the city had committed fraud and tainted the count with its handling of absentee ballots. In Arizona, a judge dismissed a Trump campaign lawsuit seeking the inspection of ballots in the Phoenix area. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you serious? Boys are weird.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So the behind the scenes is that we pick these cases we want to talk about. We all work, we study, we do it throughout the week. This is not like a Friday thing. We all take part in picking these important topics. And the J-Lo one, we just want to tell you, Denise Dirks, our illustrious family law, very fine, top-notch person, is the one that chose this. Just so we know, because Todd and I are going to talk about it.
Yes.
But we have to talk about the J-Lo production company gets sued for $40 million from a show. And by the way, apparently it's a movie. I haven't watched it, called Hustlers. Is that right? Or is it called Hustlers?
Yes. I don't know. I mean, I
wouldn't know
that
either.
I don't watch anything that, I mean, I even have to be careful with PG-13 movies, but
well, you just watch G, right?
I'm the G and the PG, and occasionally I watch some PG-17 R-rated movies. I haven't seen this one.
Okay,
it's actually a pretty good show.
It's actually it's very interesting, and it's based on a book, or actually what they're trying to claim, that is the production, a real scenario that occurred with strippers, and how they would. Kind of exploits a weird word that the strippers are exploiting some of the wealthy gentlemen that they would give them, you know, some they allegedly give them stuff in their drinks to make them sleepy or whatever, and they'd use their credit cards and do stuff like that. That's the allegations in this movie that they say that's the, some of the stuff they would do. And these are out of New York. They drug their wealthy clients to use their credit cards and run up bills strip club.
Well, that's so much for the typical Hollywood scenario of a hooker with a heart, since Pretty Women and Julia Roberts, right?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's true. That's
Turns
true.
That upside down.
But this is what's going on. So a lawsuit occurs by an individual, a former stripper, that claims this whole movie was based on her and J-Lo's movie. That is, J-Lo's
character
was based on her, and she brings a $40 million lawsuit. Apparently, the first, when this, Hustler came out, was it $33.2 million in September 2019 was its first. It's estimated, quick run when it first opened up. So it did very well. I don't know what its final numbers are, if we can look that up. I'm curious of what its final numbers were. But what happens, Denise? What happened?
Well, there was a lot of kind of good actresses, and Lizzo was in this too. Lizzo's a musician and a vocalist. And what happened is that this Miss Barbash, who was the stripper, and there was a a New York Times or something, New York Magazine,
yes,
article that was based on her life and kind of told the story of her life, and that's what J-Lo used to create she did. I mean, there's no dispute that happened. However, she didn't look anything like Miss Barbash. So Miss Barbash sued because of taking her likeness and using that story, and the court found that it wasn't a valid lawsuit and dismissed the case.
So you might have looked at the same thing.
I did.
$157.6 million. That's what I have that
gross.
Much. Now here's the
net, $47 million net income,
yes.
Net after all the expenses.
Now for some of you that were listening to our brief description of the activities that they alleged to have engaged in, with regard to one of them, we can drop the word alleged because it's Keo, and she actually served time. There were four women that were part of this, and one of the women, Rosalind Rosie Keough, was actually indicted, convicted, and was sentenced to 5 years probation in 2006 for the activities that she was alleged to have been engaged in. 2016, I apologize. And so what happened, though, was that article that was written? The article was written about another person that was involved as part of this.
You talk about the People magazine article?
I'm talking about the Time article.
New York Magazine article. Gotcha.
So the New York Magazine article was about Jessica Pressler. Jessica Pressler wrote the 2015 article in New York Magazine, and she was talking about what she had engaged in and what it was there. So the movie was made with the permission of some people, but not others. And Barbie...
She's alleging
Barbash is alleging that, okay, well, you might have gotten permission from other people, but you get my permission to do it. And so it's not like they lifted a story with no permission from anybody that was involved. It's just there are multiple people involved, and Barbash didn't necessarily give hers.
But do they have to get permission for something? Now, again, the law is you can discuss things. There was the famous case of the really old actress that
Olivia de Havilland.
Where she said, "My history is my history. You guys can't talk about it or make a movie about me." And the judge said, "Well, I beg to disagree."
Yeah, there is laws that says they can do that for and that was for a documentary about her.
They may be able to do it. I mean. I would say with most things in the law, it's as clear as mud. I mean, if there was no liability and they absolutely had the ability to do that, then that disclaimer that you see at the end of almost every movie, which is the events in this movie are fictitious. You'll see it at both, is purely coincidental. I mean, there'd be no need for that if... You could always say, well, it's a historical event. We do that for Radio Law Talk.
If anyone thinks this is all historical and a documentary. Did you know she also, one of Ms. Barbash's arguments is that she was defamed also because they were, J-Lo was supposedly playing her, supposedly, and shows her, you know, doing some illegal manufacturing of substances in her home. And
with her child present.
Yeah, yeah. So she argued that was defamatory. And
well, the question is, how would J-Lo know that? Did she, like, strap a camera on this other woman's arm and follow her around and then just take the video and recreate the scenes? How would she even know this was happening?
This kind of came from that, like I said, came from that New York Times article.
And the New York Magazine article.
I'm sorry. I guess a lot of movies, how many people could say, well, that's... You're copying me, you know.
Yes.
A lot of movies, unless it's Marvel, there's a lot of people that have that same scenario, whatever's going on.
Like Top Gun, for example, and myself, just as an example.
Yeah. Which one are you? You're not. Which person are you?
I'm the Tom Cruise guy. Come on.
Oh, I thought you were the guy driving the bus.
Oh, that could be.
You know, we covered a case a little while ago. It was the Mark Wahlberg movie with The Rock called Pain and Gain, where they played the bodybuilders, the muscle guys that were down there, that were, and they got sued. The movie got sued by one of the people that was depicted in the film, because it's based on a true story. One of the folks that was depicted in the film, they got sued by him.
And that was a kidnapping.
Yes.
And they glamorized, I guess, the kidnappers.
The kidnappers to the detriment of the victim.
That's right. So the victim was...
So the victim sues.
Yeah. The victim sued for defamation.
That's right. Here's something interesting. So we talk about this a lot on civil cases, which is one of the benchmarks that you're really hoping to get past if you filed a civil case, is you want to make sure you make it past summary judgment.
Right.
Right? Because if you make it past summary judgment, then the parties have a lot more incentive to settle. Theoretically, you know, nobody wants to go to trial, but we do have issues here.
Well, demur first, then...
Yes.
Demur is easy, but then summary judgment, yes.
But that's one of the hurdles. So in Pain and Gain, they end up settling that case, even though they had arguments. They settled that case because it made it past those benchmarks.
Right.
This case was dismissed by a court
before,
and so it doesn't get to the settlement benchmark, and so she's out. I'll be curious to see if this gets appealed, to see if they appeal the ruling, because, look, just for my two cents, it's a bit difficult to tout a movie that is based on a true story when you don't get the permission of the person there, especially if she has arguments that you're portraying me in a bad light for things that didn't happen. If you're saying this is a true story and that I cooked meth or did whatever in front of somebody and I never did that, maybe we have a companion claim for defamation. I don't know. I think this is one that I'd want to follow.
I guess Johnny Depp learned from that.
Oh, yeah.
When supposedly they talked about him in... Well, that case is still coming pending, the one in Los Angeles with his ex-wife, so... Anyway,
they're going to settle that. There's no way he's going to stay with that.
He's going to move on, and we're going to move on to. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about latest TikTok lawsuits. Just hang on. We're having a good time.
You're welcome to call us here at Radio Law Talk. You can send us an email, info@radiolawtalk.com. We have many ways you can reach out to us, every social media platform, including TikTok. For now, stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful.
Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Those of you first joining us, this Radio Law Talk will always push the Amargosa Valley. It is a famous valley in Nevada. Just look it up. It was one of our first ever affiliates, and that's why we give them a kudos. And the first ever call-in to this show was a guy by the name of Bill. They got a free mug and a T-shirt, who we said, nobody's listening to us.
And $25.
Oh, that's right.
But he never got the money, I don't think.
From what?
From
Rodriguez?
I thought you paid it.
I think he did.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It was just a joke. It was a joke. It's Rodriguez, one of our former co-hosts, said, I'll pay him 20. I'll give 20 bucks to anyone that calls in.
Yeah.
And out of the blue, again, we have this one. And by the way, it's in the middle of Nevada, nowhere. And the phone rings, and it's a guy named Bill listening to us at Radio Law Talk.
He said, my sister-in-law called me and said, you guys want to have somebody from Amargosa Valley call in. And I'm calling in. And then Chris says, where are you at? And he said, well, right now I'm working out of town in New York.
He was in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, right. And so then Chris said, well, I don't owe you the $20.
That
you're not
that
in Amargosa Valley.
Anything to chisel a guy out of 20 bucks, right?
So when you hear Amargosa Valley, it's a famous place that we love to tout, just like another famous guy touts Rio Linda, right?
That's
but
right.
The nice thing about Radio Law Talk, we're always updating.
Yeah, so when we were going, when we went into the last break, we were talking about these lawsuits relating to movies, and you said, "Yeah, just ask Johnny Depp." Well, we have a Johnny Depp update of sorts about the fallout from the recent decision in England, where the judge found that a tabloid was not liable to him, was not guilty of defaming or slandering him or whatever, because the judge believed that there was some credibility to the statements by Amber Heard that maybe Johnny Depp had engaged in some sort of abuse towards her.
Right.
And so that ruling comes out in England. And the initial fallout from that is Warner Brothers asks Johnny Depp to step down from filming the upcoming installment of Fantastic Beasts. It's going to be the third, right? And he agrees to that, and he steps down. And then we have some more stuff that has happened. Because let's remember, folks, there is an entire generation of adults now who were raised on children's movies that starred Johnny Depp.
Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Go on for, Charlie Factor.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah,
right.
Willy Wonka. Charlie Factor.
I mean, just an entire generation. And these people who were fans of Johnny Depp, to say they have been vocal since that ruling would be an understatement. In fact, they have petitioned and had calls. They are so upset with Amber Heard, they have petitioned Warner Brothers to sign a petition for people to boycott the next Aquaman film, because she's a lead in the Aquaman movies, and they also want her fired from the Wizarding World prequel series that she is supposed to be a part of. And the execs at Warner Brothers are like, well, that puts us in a pickle. We don't really have grounds to dismiss her. She hasn't been convicted of anything. You know what? Look at the dilemma they're facing. If we do that to appease the Johnny Depp crowd, maybe we get the Johnny Depp crowd back, but we're going to lose a lot of money on those two films and prequel, and we are going to now be facing boycotts from the domestic abuse and the Me Too movement.
Yes.
And so this is really playing out huge. But, Fred,
I have the answer.
You have a creative solution.
I have the answer. Should I tell him the answer, Cal? Roll something. There's got to be something you've got to press.
Okay, go ahead.
Just press something. No, not that one. Not that one. I've got something good coming up. I know what to do.
Okay, what's that?
We're going to take the two of them and make a show, make an absolute awesome movie about the two of them fighting over these issues in a court of law.
So you're saying a Johnny and Amber
reality show.
I want it to be the remake of The War of the Roses.
Yes, good one. But they do a movie together, and they have to kiss.
Repeatedly.
Oh. Yes, and
We'll see what happens. Here's
what? That's required in the movie. It's part of it. They hug and kiss.
The writer in their contract's going to be, that's where we have the stunt doubles. And they'll be all like, thank heaven for this new deep fake technology where you can have another actor, but it looks like it's the actual actor's face. They can do that.
No, just think of this. What is going to happen if Johnny Depp wins the defamation suit against Amber Heard
in
the United States?
That's coming up.
I mean, we're going to have two rulings that will be...
I think it's going to settle. So those of you who aren't following us, he lost the case in England, and now he's bringing a defamation case against his former wife, Amber Heard, who in an op-ed for the Washington Post, was it? I don't know. Washington, but never mentioned his name, but said some things.
About being in an abusive marriage.
Yeah.
And she's only been married once.
Yeah, so there you go.
And for those of you that are really
wanting
to know.
It's going to settle. That's what I'm thinking.
A couple things about Johnny Depp and his stepping down from, in his resigning from Fantastic Beasts. He is still being paid his entire eight-figure salary for the film because he'd already
seven-figure,
eight-figure salary.
That's over $10 million.
Because he had already started filming one scene. You show up and do some work. Wow. He's getting paid. And for those of you wondering, well, who could they get to replace him? The name being bandied about, and I think this is a perfect replacement. is an actor named Mads Mikkelsen. Now, you might remember him from such shows as, remember Casino Royale, the first
yes.
James Bond film with Daniel Craig? And he's gambling against the guy who would weep blood out of his eye and
no.
he'd have to hold it up there? That's Mads Mikkelsen. If you saw Star Wars Rogue One, okay, that was the one that was chronologically supposed to happen just before the first Star Wars movie, and the idea was to get the plans to the Death Star, and the girl's dad was the scientist that made, that's Mads Mikkelsen. He was also the villain.
You got way too much time.
He was the villain in Doctor Strange, the Doctor Strange movie.
Look at each other.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of those.
He's no Johnny Depp.
He's no Johnny Depp, but he's a great villain in films, and Johnny Depp's character was a villain, so I think it's a perfect replacement.
Well, I think we've come up with a solution. So Johnny, Amber, those of you who listen to Radio Law Talk, we've come up with the solution. Warner Brothers? Is it Warner Brothers?
Yes.
We've come up with a solution, and you know what? Should we charge them for that or not?
Well, I think we're going to be stuck with pro bono work because we weren't engaged by a potential client before we did the work. So,
we could request a finder's fee, can we not?
We could.
855-529-7234 if you want to join us. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO, 529-7234. Or if you want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Now, really quick, before the end of the hour, we want to get into the TikTok. There's not a lot going on. It's the same thing. Remember, we've gone over this over and over. You can go back to our website at radiolawtalk.com, and you can click on TikTok, and we'll take you to the former discussions about this. But obviously, you know, President Trump was trying to kick him out of the United States. So ByteDance, that owns TikTok, they're saying that China owns too much of it, and they have too much of our information. They're going to use it for improper things. They've just given them an extension it's a 15-day extension until November 27th
yes.
to reach an agreement. They're trying to reach an agreement with Walmart Inc. and Oracle to shift TikTok's U.S. assets over to them.
So here's the question that I have about that. Look, so the news is now Donald Trump did not win re-election. And assuming that the recounts and the lawsuits... Assuming that the recounts and the lawsuits and all
right.
this don't change
right.
the current status. And let's assume, for the sake of arguments, that come January, a new president is inaugurated. Okay? Do you think that ByteDance may be saying, you know what? This was all done by executive order. So what if we just hold out until there's a new guy sitting in that White House, and maybe we don't have to go through this?
But how do you drag it out? Because this is actually the Committee on Foreign...
They've challenged the executive order.
Yeah, but this is from the Committee of Foreign Investments in the United States. It's called the CFIUS. So it's not even necessarily the president now.
But it's still under
the
executive branch.
Right.
So,
but we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Well, they filed a petition with the U.S. Court of Appeals. That's ByteDance.
Good.
Challenging the administrative divestiture.
Yeah.
We're going to come back.
We'll
hour two. Hang on. Tell your friends about us.
And don't forget, next hour on Radio Law Talk, our case or no case will take you to Oregon for the famous case of the exploding whale. No, it's true. We'll have the whole thing for you coming up next hour on Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.